Because everybody, everybody knows. You know, you go to a house party, or you've hosted one or two yourself, even if it's just a casual gathering,
like the one tonight at your house.
Hey, the whole island's gonna know now, Scott.
There's a party at Alex's house, free wine and cheese.
And there's an island, and it's where do people congregate?
Well, they don't congregate in the bedrooms. They don't congregate in the bathrooms. The living room is usually too standoffish for a party, because then you're way on this couch, and then if you're stuck beside someone you don't want to talk to, you can't move.
Or you might spill red wine on their white Persian.
It's like the crowded pub syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, I love going to a pub that's crowded. And we're a standing room only, and you kind of have to mingle, and you work your way through the crowd, and you talk to everybody within an hour. I mean, I hate pubs where it's all spread out, and you go get a seat, and then people just sit there.
Right. So people congregate where the food is,
and
where the drinks are.
And the night, the yik yak, and someone will be up there cutting something, and they're coming out of the oven, and it's right there on the island. I mean, that's all part of the 21st century.
Yeah. How would you describe it, Scott? The modern lifestyle, I guess.
Modern lifestyle. Kids come in, they want food, all like mom's not going to just be off in her little, mom, get in that galley kitchen and we don't want to see
you. Oh, yeah.
And get our laundry done.
I can and people have heard me say it before, and I can revert back to the old yachting days. I mean, yeah. I worked on a lot of ships and a lot of private yachts and boats. In the old days, yachting was for, gentlemen only, right?
Right.
And the galley was way up in the bow, which is the worst place, and in the crew quarters, right? And when you're at sea, if you're in the bow of any, it doesn't matter if it's a 60-foot yacht, 160-foot yacht,
banging around like crazy,
or a 26-foot yacht, and you're sailing across the sea, the bow is the worst place to be, right? You're just, because you get compound motion.
Yeah.
Just imagine that, right? So now, of course, modern yachts. I sailed all the way down from Gibraltar to the Canaries, and I delivered these Italian yachts called Francini yachts, right? And they have the big open wheelhouse, and in the wheelhouse and down off to the one
kitchen,
side
is
a big wraparound galley, and the bow is the sail locker.
Yeah.
They finally changed it. So.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, even up until the mid-90s, a lot of the places that were being built, they still had that little kitchen in the back that you're talking about.
You know what I mean? That's the problem. So. It's design. And see, that's why even if you have a house from the 60s, you can look at just a simple thing, maybe knocking down one wall or putting breaking out one opening somewhere and getting it all connected. I mean, that's what it's all part of.
And even, if it is a 70, there's a lot of good things about 70s homes. I mean, they're solid wood. They hadn't invented OSB then, and they're still solid for 2x4s and such. But anyway, often they were divided by that one wall. So you don't even have to 100% take that wall down. You can just shave that wall down and down
cut it
in
open,
half.
Put a header in it, maybe.
Yeah, cut it open, put a header in, and put a bar off that side.
Yeah.
And you created a peninsula.
Yeah.
And a gathering point. And then even if it has a post in the center,
doesn't
matter. It's open to the next room. So,
And that's where you kind of have to look at in the planning stage and the requirements.
And your budget.
But all of a sudden, the bang you get out of this when your house is on the market, when people come through, and it goes from this dowdy little kind of dark and dingy 70s house to this, instantly just kind of transforms itself into this newer, modern looking.
And of course, Renos, anybody's worked on a Reno or done a Reno or had a Reno done, it's somewhat perpetual, right? Once you start opening it up,
we're not talking about a ton of money here to
do
stuff like this.
Yeah, keep a lid on it, right?
Keep it simple.
Basic cabinetry. You don't have to go with the dual wall ovens. You can have a. You don't even have to go with a wall oven.
Keep it simple.
A slide in range looks nice.
Also recommend? Ask me what else I would recommend.
Hey, Scott, as a realtor, you walk into a house, say, it doesn't matter if it's a 60s, 70s, or even an 80s home, what are the extra things that would recommend somebody put in their kitchen?
You know what I would spend a little bit more on if I was doing one?
What's
this
that?
Is a hint. Instead of the $119 hood fan that doesn't seem to suck any smoke, I would upgrade that to maybe the $400, $450 model.
That's
I would
a very
spend
good point.
A little bit extra on a hood fan. I mean, the cheap ones are just so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The fans don't seem to work. I mean, and they make so much noise. And it's like, you know, unfortunately, my wife smokes, and, you know, you can take a cigarette and you can light it, and you stand about, you know, a foot away, and it doesn't even, the smoke goes, drifts up right beside the hood fan, and the thing's going, you know, I mean, they don't work.
Yeah. Right, right. It's smoking, because it's overworking.
But, you know, I mean, if you, sometimes, you know, they range, the bottom end ones are like about $110, and they're kind of crappy. And if you just go up that little bit, and the IKEA ones are brilliant. You get the, they've got some that are just
really neat,
incredible
Euro design. Yeah.
Stainless steel looking ones with halogen lights on it. And I mean, they just look.
And they're not overly priced. I mean, $500 to, I have seen them for $1,000 or $2,000, but you know, but you can get a pretty good
one for
$200 or $300 maybe.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing how if you just step up from that base model just a little bit.
Exactly. As
the thing
saying.
Is, it's such a huge thing that you look at in there, especially when it's a crummy little one, where if it's this nice one.
So, Scott, anything else on your list there that you wanted to touch on? I mean, as far as...
No, I'm going home. See you later.
Okay.
Show's over. Bye.
I hear the beer is frothing over on those mugs that he's got that are on ice and they're cold. And, you know, the clink that they make when they hit that granite, you know, and the foam running down.
See, I don't like granite countertops.
Okay, why not?
You know why? Because what you just said, when you clunk your glass down on there, it's going to shatter.
Right.
I mean, I'm not. I think granite is. I don't like granite. And the problem is,
it's not eco. If you know,
Well, and I've seen so many people have problems with their granite countertops. You know, they're porous.
Some of them.
Yeah. They're stained.
Yeah. Well, that's why I recommend.
Crack them or
you know, if you're going to that level, go to quartz, and it's a composite quartz. It has granite flakes, and it's all heat pressed though, and they don't scratch, and they're sealed.
Yeah. I mean,
they cost a lot of money, but
unless you're going to get really nice, like you see a lot of kind of cheap knockoff granite nowadays, and a lot of it doesn't it doesn't look that good. Like personally, I love wood countertops.
What I recommend to people is
combination.
How about exactly? You've been to my house. Anybody can actually go to my go to Facebook and go to Portside Woodworks.
I couldn't find that on Facebook.
And when you're on Facebook, just type in Portside Woodworks into your search.
I did,
and it'll find Portside Woodworks and there's
your fan page.
There's my wall. Yeah,
I couldn't find it.
Oh well, we should try it. There's my wall with photos of the kitchen that we recently did. And, you know...
Because I didn't friend you.
Oh.
And you thought it was something... I couldn't find you. I know where you live, but I couldn't find you on Facebook.
That's the problem with modern technology, right? There's just too many options. There's too many... And that's a tough thing for homeowners, you know, talking about kitchens. Tough thing to really decide, you know, where do I want the sink? You know, what type of stove do I want? What type of cabinets do I want? What style am I going with? You know, raised panel doors or flat panel doors, whatever. But I find really helps with people is if you start with the budget and you know what your maximum dollar is and you use your computer. I use my computer like another tool in my tool belt. I research everything I possibly can. Everything from the faucets to the countertops to the stoves, the sinks, the lighting. And I look at my budget, or I help the homeowner, you know, with their budget. What can we get for this much money? Now, you have to factor in, you know, some labor, obviously, and some extras, right? So you have, maybe some extra wiring because you're going to change your lighting.
Right.
I find, you know, because I'm a bit blind and a bit deaf, and so I always recommend to people, put more lighting in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But
the older you get, the more lighting you want.
Yeah, and you've been to my new kitchen, and you know, I have ceiling lights that I think are 90-watt halogens. I know they're not 100% eco, or I'm not going green by having 90-watt halogens.
You want to be able to see. Halogens rule. I mean, I love halogens. I would not... I mean, you know, I told clients this weekend, get rid of those bulbs that you have in there, and put in. Go down to Mowat's, buy a whole batch of new halogen spots.
That's right,
and put them in there.
That's right,
and it just all of a sudden the room dances.
It modernizes it.
It dances.
Yeah,
the light is so sparkling clean.
Yeah, and it's not a cold light, right? So everybody's. everybody knows what the West Coast is like, you know, those dull gray days. Oh, yeah. What do you need on a dull gray day when you're light. Off on the weekend and you're in your kitchen and you're hanging out with some friends, you want to have another coffee? You need light.
You know, I went into this one house last year and I did a CMA for these people, and they told me that their house was worth $650, and I said, it's not. I mean, your kitchen is hideous. I basically told them their kitchen was hideous. They had two light bulbs in their kitchen screwed in CFLs.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, we're talking 19 or 20 watt CFLs.
And they make everything look gray.
Oh, yeah. It was hideous.
It's not.
So I said to him, okay, now you want $650 for this house. And now it's, I don't want to say where it is because I don't want to get any complaints. And I said, okay, the way your kitchen looks, the only thing I can think about is maybe going in there with a sledgehammer and taking everything out. I mean, it's just hideous.
So
I went back a week later because we're still working on this price for them.
Okay.
And they had taken out the CFL, two CFLs, and put in two halogen bulbs, but it still didn't help because the rest of it. I mean,
we're talking bare bulbs hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, just bare bulbs. I mean, it was just,
come on, people.
No, I mean, at $650,000, that's real dollars. Like, that's more money than I ever thought I would see in my life, you know?
Right.
And now it's just the price of a house, and you would expect that, you know, I'm talking track lighting, multiple tracks with halogen spots, and then you take the spots and you direct them on all your workstations in the kitchen, and the kitchen should just be alive.
Exactly. I 100% agree. And down on my list there, lighting, you know, you can break lighting down into probably four different or six different categories, realistically. You have your task lighting, you have your general lighting, and then you have your ambiance lighting, and you have your island lights.
Yeah.
Like in my our house, you know, we have 16-foot ceilings in our kitchen.
Right.
It's like, okay, why do you have 16-foot ceilings in your kitchen? Well, because it makes it feel twice as big as it really is, right? A little bit trickier to light it. So what I did, and I always recommend to people too, especially if they just has a standard truss roof or regular framed roof, you can cut in a skylight. And cutting in a skylight, because you know, invariably in the older designs, you know, the living rooms and the dining rooms face the view, right?
Right.
And the kitchens were in the back. Well, people are hanging around. Maybe it's the weekend. It's your day off, and you want to have another coffee, and you're sitting in your kitchen, but you're not looking at the view. So what I recommend to people is, you know, put the kitchen in the area of your home where you're going to hang out during the day on your day off or on the weekend or when there's a snowstorm or something like that, and you can look out and you get natural light. Put the living rooms and the dining rooms in the north side or on the darker part of the house, because when it's dark, you're not looking at your view anyway. Right.
Sorry, I'm distracted, Alex. We just got an accepted offer. So
okay. Oh, he's multi-computing.
Accepted offer.
Okay.
The house is sold.
Good.
We're waiting for conditions to come up.
Okay.
Two today. Two accepted offers today.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, spring is in the air, right? As they say, and bunnies are hopping. I guess right. That includes people buying homes.
Two deals today. One came in last night, and then this one today.
That's the beauty of email, right?
It's a hard life. I mean, I had to push two buttons there to get that thing to go through. I mean, realtors work hard for our money.
That's right. They deserve every dime.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you heard it live, folks, here. The accepted offer just came in live, and I've sent it off live. I don't know if you heard the buttons pushing, but I actually pushed the two buttons.
The two little dots in the side of your head, right? There's one button for on and one button
for
off.
But the lighting is critical in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Lighting is critical. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And doesn't matter if it's... because what I find and what my partner and I find is that, you know, we just love to hang out in the kitchen. And if it's a dark, dull, dank place that's not warm or doesn't... You know, it doesn't have to have a view.
Heidi doesn't just go in there and do all the work? Bring the meals out to you?
That's planning, right? No, we work in the kitchen together.
Of course. All couples do. I mean, it's like you go in there and it's a social thing.
Right.
And you
so
have people over. Everybody kind of wanders around the kitchen.
One person cooks and one person preps, right? So that's something to do when you're doing your planning is your work triangles, right?
Yeah.
And so you know, in a small kitchen like you're talking about, you know, a $5,000 kitchen on a $450,000 house, you know, it's you've got your basic one work triangle, right? The stove and the fridge and the sink kind of area.
Okay, I'm willing to put you on the spot here, Alex.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I'm willing to put you on the spot. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, if somebody's out there listening to the show.
Yeah.
And they have an old dated kitchen.
Right.
And they're thinking about upgrading it.
Right.
Would you come over and just give them a few pointers?
Absolutely. Yes.
Would you?
Yes, I would. I love talking. Obviously, okay. It's my number two hobby, right?
Now, could they get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
Best thing to do is to call our cell phone. That's 538-8594, and that's Portside Woodworks. And we have a Facebook page, so you can, or you can send me a tweet.
Call you. What was your phone number again? They'll just call
538-8594. Yeah.
And then call you.
Call me.
And you're not going to charge them. You're just going to come over and chat with them about their kitchen.
That's right. And it's like 1 hour chat, and then beyond that, it's at least a bottle of wine or two.
Right. But you'll come over, look at it, and you could say, if you did this, you could probably do it for $4,000 or $5,000.
That's right. Being a reno coach, and that's one of the things I want to emphasize to people, a reno coach can help you right at the beginning stages with your planning and your budget, right? And so let's work together.
So you're willing to do that, go over.
Oh, yeah.
So if they call you up.
I love kitchens.
So if they call you up, you can go over and do
sure.
it.
Yeah.
And then once they want to list the house, they can call me, right?
That's right. It works both ways.
That's why this works, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I invited you on the show,
Yeah. Well, personality
but
and
I really,
knowledge.
I do think it's a critical thing with a house when you're thinking about selling, because the problem is if you could do something for $5,000 and make it look just stunning and nice, then people are going to walk in and go, oh my gosh, here's $40,000 we're going to have to spend, or $30,000, and they'll want that off your price.
Right.
So
right.
you might have to spend $5,000 up front, but you're going to make your money back later. You're going to make your money back in spades later. I mean, you'll get paid way more.
Okay, I got a basic question for you then.
Oh, no. And then you're just going to expect me to answer this question.
Just like that. I'm putting him on the spot.
Oh, this is going to be tough. I'm sorry.
The same question I get asked quite a bit. Gee whiz, Alex, or gee whiz, Scott, we're selling the house, but we're afraid that whatever we do, somebody else is just going to come along and tear it out or not like it. So how do we work around that? Is that a danger zone?
Because the problem is, most of the people, now I'm not slagging the people that are moving here, but it's an unfortunate thing that's happened to a lot of people nowadays. They have two left hands.
Mm.
Because, they've made all their money working on the computer, on the internet, or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
people don't have practical skills. They're not going to, very few people want to move here, tear stuff out. They want to move here, invite their friends over from Vancouver for the weekend, have a party, sit around the kitchen,
open a bottle of wine,
go down to Moonstruck Cheese and have some cheese and enjoy themselves. They're not moving here to gut a kitchen and to do work. Nobody, the percentage of people that want to do any work on a home, out of, if we take 100% of the buyers, less than 10%
really
want to do any work.
Okay.
90% just want to move in.
Right.
Don't do anything.
Wow.
So,
I didn't realize it was such a high ratio there.
They're not going to take, if you do a kitchen and you do a reasonably good job, they're not going to say, well, it's only reasonably good. I wanted granite countertops. It's at the price point you're at. If you're talking a $2 million house, now let's talk.
Sure, everything's going to be done.
Well, a $2 million house, you better have a Wolf stove. You better have a Sub-Zero fridge.
Right.
You better have the best countertops you can buy.
Right.
You better have a built-in cappuccino maker. If you don't have that.
On-demand hot water.
Yeah. If you don't have that.
Double dishwashers. Double
wine chiller.
Ovens. Yeah.
Island with a sink. If you don't have that kind of standard.
Pot rack, overhead pot rack or something.
The hood vent that sucks your
hair right off.
A toupee and go near it.
Whoops.
you've got to have that at that price point. So we're not talking, we're just talking the basic house.
Okay.
Not everybody wants that $50,000 kitchen in a $400,000 house, but they still want it to look nice.
And so tell me, Scott, then, when people walk in and they want it to look nice, Can you specifically say to people, you know, do you want, you know, wood look cabinets or you know, foil backed or stainless look, or what are the looks that are people
after these days? They just want modern, nice, clean, open,
right,
free flowing design.
So combination of woods and maybe some metal.
It's lighting. It's all those. You know, I've walked in little tiny houses on this island that you think are going to fall over, and you walk in, there's a brand new kitchen, and people look at you, I love it, I'll pay anything for it. You're like, holy mackerel!
Wow, okay.
What's this guy been smoking? You know, it's amazing how powerful it is.
Interesting. Okay.
We've got to stop for a commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Radio Real Estate with Scott Simmons and his friend Alex Danning. And we'll be back to say a few parting words after this word from our sponsors.
Let's go straight into spring. I'm Dr. Richard Hayden, and no, we can't skip winter. But with short-term adult orthodontics, we can have your teeth beautiful and straight by spring, or have you well on your way with Invisalign, invisible braces. Call for complimentary consultation and receive free tooth whitening with any case started in November or December. If not,